Tonight is the eve of the feast of the presentation of our Lord, Saturday, February 1st, in the year of our Lord, 1975. We are at the shrine of Our Lady of the Roses, Bayside, Long Island.
Illuminated cross in white. No, along the borders of the cross, there are different colors of orange and red. They're very powerful looking rays of color. Now the cross seems to be floating in the air, right coming towards us. And it's becoming larger. It covers the whole sky. Now I hear a voice. I can't see who it is, but the voice is saying, "Observe, my child, the great sign of the Son of Man." Now, over on the left, just a little to the right of the trees, I see, oh, it's Michael. I recognize him, but he's wearing a very long gown, a beautiful white gown. It's very loose about his waist, but he's barefooted. He has no sandals upon his feet. And now Michael is pointing over to his left, that's on the right of us.
Holy Mary, Mother God.
Repeat after me.
Hail Mary.
The sins of man, the greatest of sins, coming from out of the heart of man, shall set upon the world a great crucible of suffering. Know now that you have, as a majority, rejected the words of warning from the Queen of Heaven. As such, there will be sent upon you a great chastisement already. Many warnings have been given to awaken mankind that have gone by unheeded.
Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth.
Now Michael is pointing with his hand over beyond the huge cross. Now the cross is beginning to fade. And I see a large gnat. And Michael is pointing. It's Africa. I recognize the map. Observe the cross of history, my child. This country will fall to the forces of evil and give itself into the reign of what you have chosen to call the Antichrist. Now Michael is going back high up into the sky. He's floating. He's not walking. It's like the air is carrying right back into the clouds. His voice now is much softer than it was before. Awake, my child, the Queen of Heaven.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
Oh, Our Lady now is coming down. Oh, Michael is behind her. But also with him I see Teresa. Oh, Teresa and her sister. I recognize her sister. Oh, Saline. Now Our Lady is coming down.
Blessed art thou.
Oh, how beautiful Our Lady
looks.
Oh.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
Our Lady is dressed in the most beautiful white gown. Her cape is blue, and it has a border of gold about the outside. It's very beautiful. And Our Lady has on her head a small crown, a circlet of gold with little diamond-like stars upon the outside of the crown. Oh, it's just beautiful. Now, Our Lady has a blue sash about her waist. Oh, and on her feet look so beautiful. I can just see the tops of her toes here. And she has the most beautiful golden slippers. And the golden rose is on each slipper. Oh. Our Lady's voice now. She has a beautiful voice. It's like
Our
Lady's voice is like a whisper. It's soft. And yet, it seems to vibrate. My child, you will continue to give the message from heaven. You must retire in more silent prayer. I have prepared you for the way ahead. It will be a road of great persecution. The forces of evil are gathered against my work, my child. However, you will know that this is the meter for the salvation of souls. Were it not so, I would tell you. The suffering of my children who are carrying their candles have great value for the repatriation of the souls.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord.
Much must remain hidden from you at this time, my child. You will read the photographs most carefully. I have counseled you into the past not to speculate upon the date. It will not be necessary to speculate, for I assure you, my child, when the word is to be made known, there will be no doubt. I ask you to continue to prepare yourselves for the days ahead.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is
you must increase your prayers for your vicar. He is now a prisoner among his own. The faces of evil are many about him. They parade themselves, my child, as angels of light. My child, you must follow my counsel, or you will be subjected to much suffering.
Earn the most precious treasure of the kingdom, and I'm the mercy for the sinner. And after this our exile, show unto us the blood of the Lord Jesus.
O Clement, so loving of sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, the Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promise of Christ. Let us pray. Pour forth, we beseech thee, O Lord, thy grace into our hearts, that we who through the incarnation of Christ thy Son, was made known by the message of angels,
you must expect, my child, to receive great persecution. Graces are given in abundance, but they are for the asking.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven.
You cannot bestow graces upon a closed heart.
The Virgin Mary suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead.
I have asked my children to stand upon these grounds as a bastion of faith.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and give us our
unless the prayers continue, my child, there will be great atrocities committed in your city.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the
murders,
blessed art thou among women,
fornication, abominations in the house of God, brother against brother, sister against sister, mother against children, so great will be the evil entrenched in the hearts of man.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning.
It would be best, my child, if you would confine yourself to your home with less time on your telephone. It can also be an instrument for Satan.
The five sorrowful mysteries, the first sorrowful mystery, Jesus prays the passion in the garden. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
You have to accept the will of the Father, my child.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us in this
hour. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us in this hour.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the
you
Lord
ask
is
me,
thou,
my child, is
the
why my tears are flowing. Come with me and look. Oh, my goodness. I never saw so many dead people. Man against man, nation against nation. No flesh shall be spared.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed
oh,
is the
I
fruit
see
of thy womb,
Jesus. Horrible floor. look. I see. It looks like a mushroom. A tremendous explosion. And everything's gone.
The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Satan, my child, shall have his hand upon the button.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
A lady is pointing over, and she's pointing over. It's like we're looking over a large body of water, and now there's land. And I see many people. They're dressed in uniforms. I recognize them, and on their hats is like a red star. They're army uniforms. A lady, oh my goodness, it is Russia. See, my child, there are not enough prayers to stop the evil. Unless you pray more now for the conversion of Russia, a great war will soon be upon your earth.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord.
Socializing, my child, will avail nothing to mankind. For the man who is not of God the Father, his word is not of truth. There is no honor without your God.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord.
Promises, promises, pact upon pact, with not a word of truth behind them. My child, hasten to spread the word. Much evil is planned against your glorious land. Hasten, spread the word.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
You, as a nation, are being deluded.
Full of grace, the Lord is
there are enemies all about you, waiting. They plan to move upon you from within.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Pray a constant vigilance of prayer. You have not a moment to lose.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
My child, I hear your heart. You do not understand the ways of the Father. Man has set his own course, and he shall reap the harvest of his abominations. Do not be grieved, my child, at the sights you are seeing. It is mankind who has set themselves onto this path.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
All who are of well spirit will have no need to fear. It is not that I come to bring fear to your heart. I come as a mother of great sorrows. The future has been made known to me, and oh, my child, so many will die in the flame of the ball of redemption. Prepare, my children, prepare. Do not cast aside my voice. I come as your mother. Prepare, for the ball of redemption nears.
Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
I shall not take you to watch again, my child, the ball. The sight has already taxed your strength.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
That is why I promise my child, the 6 days of suffering will not be for you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
You will keep a constant vigilance, my child. Bar your doors to all but your close friends and workers. Where are your sacramentals, my children? They are given to you for a reason. There is not enough that you can guard your immortal soul with in those dark days that are facing you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
I have asked in the past, my children, that you read the book of life, the Bible. It will be a source of strength and knowledge to you. If you are knowledgeable, you will not fall into error.
Hail Mary, full of
error has entered upon my son's house because my son's representatives, the clergy, have given themselves to the world. They must return to a life of prayer and dedication of the Spirit. Our sheep are starving. The world of the supernatural has been cast aside for a world of science. How foolish of mankind to set himself above his God and Creator.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Man of science is ever seeking, but never finding the truth. Pride, arrogance, atheism. What, my children, has been developed within your country to give you less a chastisement than that is planned by the Father? How many victim souls have set themselves for the repatriation of your country? My child, the numbers are in the few.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
I must tell you now that all who remain with my son,
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is
will carry the cross.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
However, know that the victory is with my son. For Satan and hell shall fall. This state of my son's house is temporary. It is in the plan of the Father that the sheep shall be separated from the goats. All that is rotten shall fall. A house a church in darkness where the band of death about it.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour.
Pure waters,
Hail Mary,
must nourish
the
flowers.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
A lady means the soul.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
In these great days of battle of the spirits, my child, many saints shall emerge. My own, my child, shall know me.
The fifth sorrowful mystery, Jesus suffers and dies on the cross for our sins. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass.
Many, my child, have rejected my message.
Hail Mary.
Many have rejected the photograph. Why? The Father looks into their hearts.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb.
Many shall reject them. For if they were to be accepted, my child, they would have to change their ways. And many do not wish to change. So great do they love their sins.
Hail Mary,
sin,
grace, the Lord is with
my
thee.
Child,
blessed art thou among women, and
has become a way of life in your country and in the world.
Hail Mary, full of grace,
the children
blessed art thou among women, and
are the victims of their elders.
Holy Mary,
parents, guard your children well, or your tears shall flow.
And blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
As you sow, you shall reap.
Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
You will, my child, be given much assistance in the days ahead. Go forward on your mission with perseverance and great confidence. Accept the will of the Father. Give yourself completely in trust to Him.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son,
many
and to the Holy Ghost.
Manifestations of the supernatural shall be given to my children. Cures and conversion, cures of the spirit, and cures of the body. The spirit of truth has not been extinguished in your world. Seek, and you shall be given the way. Believe, and you will be given the way. The faith has grown weak, my child, on your earth. Seek, and you shall be given the way. Believe, and you will be given the way. The faith has grown weak, my child, on your earth. I am now, my child, going throughout your earth, many shall light their candles with me. However, my child, in the final count, only a few shall be saved.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. I believe in God.
I ask you, my child, to retain your manner of dress. Soon, all who are following me by example shall be made known by their manner of dress. The worldly shall dress of the world, and those of the spirit shall hide themselves from the eyes of man.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Satan rules your world now. He goes about as a ravenous wolf among you. Your free will now is your balance. The reward is great for all who stand with my son in this conflict. You have but two final destinies, heaven and hell.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Know that Satan will try to remove the reality of the existence of his kingdom, hell, from you. If he makes a farce of his existence among you, he will deceive you so that you will sin and remove yourselves from the spirit of life. And when you remove yourself from the spirit of life, you remove yourself from eternal life in the kingdom of your Father, the Most High God in heaven. There is
thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
A great means of restoration of my son's house. It is a simple way, but it will bear fruit.
Hail Mary, full of grace.
Our clergy must return to a life of prayer. You shall not gather your sheep by going among them and lowering your standards. The foundation for my son's house has always been firm. You shall not use your rank in my son's house to whittle away at the walls. You are going like rodents burrowing into the foundation of my son's house. I do not need to name you with names, my children. You who wear the red hat and the purple hat, you know who I speak to. When are you going to cast aside the darkness from your heart? Restore my son's house to its proper foundation, or else
You will receive the sword.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among
men. Many mitres are falling into hell.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Oh, my goodness. A lady is pointing over, and I see.
Blessed art thou among women,
I see bishops. I know they're bishops. I don't know the rank, but I can tell from their hats they're bishops. There are two now. They're standing. And as I watch, everything is turning black. All the color is going from their mitres and their robes that were golden and purple. They're now black. Black! Oh, and now as I watch, I see this hole opening wider. And now they're going and looking down and plunging into the hole. The abbess, my child. A lady said the abbess. Oh. You have reason to be upset, my child. It is not them alone that enter. And I'm looking now over, a lady is pointing, and it's just like one by one and two by two and three by three. I see a whole road full of people following, and they're entering where these bishops were standing. And as they enter, they also turn black in color, very dark, just like they're destroyed in darkness, just like the very darkness is enveloping them and destroying their bodies. Our Lady is pointing over, not their bodies, their human bodies, my child, their eternal souls, damned forever to the abyss. Many mitres are now leading their sheep into the abyss. Oh, pray, my child, pray much, for the greatest attacks of Satan now are upon your hierarchy. Misdirection, delusion, misleading. Oh, my child, I am truly the mother of great sorrows.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women.
Now
blessed
it's growing much brighter.
Jesus.
It's like the daylight is coming. The darkness was so great.
Oh,
it was a darkness when I was standing there. Our Lady says, yes, explain, my child, so that man will know how deep the darkness is in your world. It was walking into the darkness. It was like walking into death itself, but a black death, a death without any light, a stifling death, a smothering death. And battling your way back, Our Lady says, leads with confusion, disillusionment, and no light. My child, my children, you will remain with my son in the Eucharist. He is with you, his body, his blood. He is with you in all the tabernacles of the world. Now Our Lady is placing her hands in front of her like this. I implore you, my children, do not leave my son to be a prisoner in his house. He is lonely. Won't you come and solace him?
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is
Do not judge my son's house by the ways of man. The foundation is there, even when the walls are crumbling. Patiently pray and wait for the hand of my son to restore your world. I cannot, in truth, promise you peace at this time, for there will be no peace. It is a point now of almost, my child, no return. The miracle you seek now must be a complete reversal in the ways of mankind. It is the only factor that will hold back the ball of redemption upon you. Pray, my children, a constant vigilance of prayer. You will be solaced during your moments of trial, for the Father sends upon you the Spirit. It will appear before your very eyes, and you shall share in the glories of heaven. For nothing is impossible to the Father. No evil shall ever be triumphant. The Father shall turn all evil to good. Remember, my child, as I directed you before, when you grow weary, you will quietly retire and speak to us with your heart. No practiced words will be necessary. You may talk to us with your heart. Now a lady is raising her rosary up. She has the most beautiful rosary. It's white and it has the golden Our Fathers. And that lady now is taking the crucifix like this and holding it out in front of her and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And now our lady is turning over to her right. And she's smiling now and placing her crucifix out like this. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Oh, now our lady is going over. Oh, she's coming forward. Oh, and looking down. Now she's placing a hand out like this with the crucifix. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now behind Our Lady, there's a great light. And, I can see Teresa. And the three nuns behind her. I recognize her sister on the right. And now, over on the left side of the nuns was Michael and Gabriel and Raphael. And there are many others behind them. The sky is beginning to open, and I see a great many people there. Oh, I recognize them. I see St. Teresa all moving over. And there's St. Catherine. Oh, my. And Pope John. Oh, ho, ho. Oh, no, I'm not any sinner yet. Over. He's pointing over now. Pope John, he's got a lot of rings on his fingers. And he's pointing over. And he's pointing. It's a very large book. And he's saying the bull. The bull. Oh, means to find out about a bull. Oh, a book. A bull. Rules and regulations. Pope John says rules and regulations.
must be followed. This modern world has given itself to Satan. Rules and regulations must be followed. Now he's smiling. He's very, right, always smiling. He's a very happy man. Oh, and now, pointing over, I see another man. He's a, Pope Pius the 12th. And he now is pointing over to the book also. Rules and regulations, my child, they must be followed. You will not change the rules to suit the man. The rules have already been written down. There is no reason to have them rewritten. It is Satan who is rewriting the rules. Awaken from your stupor. Take the cobwebs from your mind. You are blinded to the truth. A sad state exists in the house of God. Awaken from your slumber. He looks like he's a small man. He's thin and has a close-shaven head. It looks like his hair is quite thin, and he's wearing one of those beanies, a yarmulke, I guess you call it, on his head. And now he's smiling and waving his head, yes, like this. Oh, and he's also dressed very beautifully, all in white, and I can see his white slippers just beautifully, like white satin. Oh, it's just beautiful. And now I'm looking over, I can see Pope John. Oh, and he also is dressed in white and gold, and he has white slippers on, too. He's very well covered. It's like a cape over his shoulders. And, I can see his garments very, very well. Oh, they're beautiful. And now Pope John is bending down. Would you, my child, recognize me if I remove these garments? No, you would not. This is fair example to the clergy of the world. You will not be recognized by the Father if you remove your garments either. And now he's pointing up. He's got a ring on this finger. And he's pointing up. And I see a lot of men and women, but they're all dressed. I know there are brothers and priests and nuns, and they all have on long habits. Now, he's coming over. Pope John is coming over. He says, what is this change that has taken place upon your earth? It is the work of Satan. Cover your bodies or they shall burn. Oh.
Oh, my Jesus.
Now Teresa is coming over, too, by Pope John, and she's standing there. And Our Lady now is coming over, too, and she's standing. They're all standing together. And Our Lady is saying, how many more earth years will I be permitted to be among you, my children, with my voice crying out to make ready? For the time of my son is approaching.
Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, all thy thoughts speaketh at our home. To thee do we cry, to the maddened children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn thy most gracious advocate, thy knowledge.
I have set upon the world many seers to unify my little armies throughout the world. The Father has placed me on this mission of being a mediatrix between God and man. I shall be with you through the days ahead, and we reserve for all who remain faithful and true a crown eternal.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost,
Now Our Lady is motioning.
And
Our Lady says,
I believe in God.
Now, my child, you will await the arrival of my son. Oh, Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us, pray for us. Oh, Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us who have recourse to thee.
All who can kneel, please kneel. Jesus is coming.
Oh! Jesus has the honor. I'm trying to describe it. I'm just overwhelmed. It's a beautiful. There's a tremendous white light about Jesus. And he has on a different cloak. It's a different color thread. It's a dark, almost a maroon color. And now I can see him. I see Jesus' face much clearer because the light is all on the outside, and I can see he's very young looking. Oh. And now, now Jesus is shifting his arms. He's carrying something in his hand. Oh, it's a cross. It's a large wooden cross that he had under his cape, and he's holding it forward. He's holding his cross forward. Listen carefully, my child, and repeat after me. This message is for the clergy. You must not change my house to cater to the basic sinful nature of mankind. Man must change for the good. Man must make his change to please his God. The representatives of my house will not change to please mankind. Discipline must be returned to my house. You who have set yourselves in disobedience to our vicar will answer for your discretion to the Father. You have been given the time to make amends and atonement for your many sins against your rule. You will not bargain my house for worldly gain. The cost is too great, for you are counting this gain in the loss of my sheep. Restore my house, or you shall fall completely, and from the ashes shall rise the kingdom. You are receiving one of my final warnings. You are asking for the chastisement. My mother has passed among you and has begged for the time and extension of time so that you will make this atonement. However, your time is going short. Prayer, penance, and sacrifice, or you will wash your robes in your blood.
Oh. All who have closed their hearts to my mother's message will be brought down to their knees in shock. No man shall be tolerated by the Father when he gains prestige at the cost of the loss of one's soul. Oh, now Jesus is going back, and he's turning now to Michael. Michael is over on Jesus' right and our left, and Our Lady is standing there. Our Lady is looking at Jesus. Our Lady doesn't look very happy. She looks very upset. Now Jesus is turning back. He's nodded to the Blessed Mother, but he's turning back. Repeat after me, my child. A house in darkness will wear a band of death about it. All that is rotten will fall, and from the ashes shall rise the kingdom. Father against son, mother against daughter. Discord in the family. You shall be sifted, the kernels from the chaff. I will set among you a sword. Now Jesus is placing his hand in front of him like this. His hands are extended out, and he's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is going over. He's passing over by the tree, and he's looking down, placing his hand out. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is going over. And Our Lady now is following him. She's like floating. She doesn't walk. It's just like she's carried like on the wind. Just floats right next to Jesus. And Jesus is turning around. Time, my child. You ask of time. Remember, you are ageless in the kingdom, and there is no time. Oh, now Jesus is turning back, and she's placing his hand out in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Now, he's floating up. He hasn't turned around. Jesus is going over. And now Michael is coming down forward, and he's got this large sword. It's very long, and he's facing the point downward. And he said, I will send a sword upon the world. A sword upon the world. And from the ashes shall be a true renewal. Oh. Now Jesus is now placing his hand out, and Our Lady's extending her rosary in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is coming forward. She's nodding. Jesus is nodding his head, and Our Lady is coming forward. You will stand, my children, an example. You will remain true to your faith, for it is not mankind that you are fighting, but the spirits of evil, the forces of darkness that cover your world. Know that the victory will be with you and my son, and one day we will all rejoice in the kingdom, knowing that we have returned from a mission that was well done.